Now, I want you to notice the remarkable answer that Gideon gave. And this is remarkable, verse 23. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Now, this man Gideon has certainly learned the lesson. There's no question about that. He recognized this boy that was there, he was thrashing grain down by the wine press, the coward that he was. And Gideon knew that God had given the victory and that it was not in him, but God had raised him up for this purpose, and that the order was a theocracy, that is, that God wanted to rule directly over these people. And so he says, I'm not going to rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. And the Lord is the one that shall rule over you. Now, Gideon is therefore a very remarkable person. And you'll find that when in the chapter in Hebrews, we call them heroes of faith, but it's what faith did in the lives of men in the past under all ages and conditions. And we find here in verse 32 of Hebrews 11, and what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. And he leads the list here of all the judges. In fact, the matter is, he's put in the head of the list of David. Of course, he comes chronologically before David. I've always marveled that David was given such a small space in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, but the explanation is that the writer says the time had failed me, and he wanted to tell about Gideon. Well, the story is recorded back here, and it's a remarkable story. This man, Gideon, raised up. God chooses the weak things of the world, and that's his method today, friends. Any man, a woman that God uses has to be used on God's terms, and this is his terms. He chooses the weak things of this world. Now, as I said at the beginning, most of us are too strong for God to use us and to lead us. Now, I wish we could close the record of Gideon at this particular spot, but you can't. And this is the black mark in his life. This is actually the basis of that which caused tragedy later on. All of these men had a glaring weakness, and most of the cases God used that. And of course, the weakness of this man, Gideon, was the fact that he was a coward, very frankly. I felt very close to this man, Gideon, myself and my ministry. When I went to become pastor in 1949 at the Church of the Open Door in downtown Los Angeles, my first message to the people was on Gideon. And I put myself in that class that I came in weakness, and that the only reason I could see that God had called me was the fact that I was like Gideon. In that respect, I sure was weak and cowardly, by the way. And I have rejoiced in the fact that God did for me what he did for Gideon. He certainly was with me, and I've always been grateful to him. And I've discovered that when I get in the way, and I do sometime, why, then I stumble and fall. But as long as you're just willing to let God do it, it's remarkable what he'll do. And I give God all the glory for this radio ministry, friends. I never sought it. I didn't start out after it. It just like Topsy, it growed, and God has blessed it, and I rejoice in it. He's been very wonderful. What a testimony. I wish we could end here, but Gideon had another weakness, and here it is.